can't get to sleep at night. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. 251-343-0106 if you want to respond to anything we are discussing this morning. Joining us now on the line, very pleased to bring on my next guest. Got to see him speak twice yesterday, actually, over here in Fairhope and then down at the Heron Lakes Country Club in Mobile for the Azalea City Republican Women event last night. But Stan Cook joins us on the line. Stan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing quite well, and it was good to see you yesterday and everyone in Mobile and Baldwin County.
Hey, yeah, it was great seeing you too. Thanks for making time for us this morning. Well, let's kick it off here. Well, you've been on before, but it's been a while. Just kind of catch our listeners up. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're seeking the state auditor's position.
Well, I have a 20-year background in property management, inventory control, warehousing, and that's.
I think we may have lost you there, Stan. You're breaking up.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I have 20 years of experience in warehouse management, property management, inventory control. That's the function of the state auditor's primary job, is to control the property of the state of Alabama, $500 or more. So we bring that background, that 20-plus years of experience, to the position. I have 6 degrees from 4 major universities and administrative experience over 35 years. So I think I bring a lot to the table to be able to serve the people of Alabama.
Stan, we talked a lot about this with your opponent, Andrew Sorrell, but the importance of that office, what it serves and why it needs to be, it needs to continue being one of our state constitutional offices. Talk about that.
Well, Jeff, it is the only office that allows the citizen, the voter of Alabama, a window to look into state government, see how the state taxpayers' dollars are spent, and also have a degree of accountability. So I always like to say that the state auditor's office is the window of accountability, integrity, and transparency. It helps the citizen to understand how their taxpayer dollars is being spent or abused or misspent. And I think that's the responsibility that the auditor has to the people of Alabama, to keep in check out of control spending by politicians and bureaucratic agencies. That's the important role. That's why it was designed. It had many other functions in the past. Those have been stripped away. I would like to see some of those restored.
Well, and, you know, getting there, I guess, is going to have to make your job a little different than the stated mission statement or whatever it is for the office. But, you know, getting to the legislature and making the argument that let's start going in the other direction with the state auditor's office. State auditor's office has had its duties, its powers stripped over time going back, the last several decades. How do you reverse that trend? How do you get lawmakers in Montgomery to go along with that?
Well, Jeff, what I'm going to do and what I've already been trying to do is this. We have a Republican-led House and Senate and a Republican governor. Explain to them that all the problems that we currently have with the auditor's office was created by a Democratic governor and a Democrat party. We don't need to own their mistakes. We need to correct their mistakes. So lay blame where blame is due. Explain it to them very simply and succinctly how everything occurred and say we can do better and let's work together to make this office what the Constitution and our founding fathers of the state designed it to be. But the problems that we have are not Republican problems. These problems were created under the Democrat Party.
Right. And I mean, it goes back to one party rule in this state. And when the Democrats were in charge, that they've tried to shift it around to the duties of the state auditor to just a bureaucracy, right? Unelected and more accountable to the political bosses than the voters.
Well, there is one office, and it's been beat to death already, but the examiner's office was pulled out of the state auditor's office years ago. The state auditor's office gets about $870,000 a year budget. I think next year it goes over $1 million. But the examiner's office, from two different budgeting systems, gets a grand total of $16 million. 8.9 of that comes from the general fund budget. So you can see how a bureaucracy grows when it is not accountable to the people, and it only answers to a limited few within the state government, and that is not right. It's not doing the taxpayer right at all.
Right, and let's not be fools here. I mean, there's probably a lot of things that a job like an auditor, a state auditor, could really go after in our government. There's property missing. The current state auditor, Jim Ziegler, has a list of missing property or stolen property or whatever. It's just that in the situation we're in, they don't prosecute it aggressively. That it seems like small potatoes. How do you change that? How do you start getting district attorneys or the attorney general's office to be more proactive and prosecuting what that office finds missing or what could potentially be stolen?
Well, Jeff, currently I haven't seen any evidence that missing property has been reported to a district attorney or county sheriff. May have been, but I don't see any evidence of that. So we will be actively engaged with all 67 counties where the property is stolen or missing. Talking to the sheriff and to the district attorney. Then we will ask the attorney general to help us where appropriate and where the law allows him to be engaged. Another area that the state auditor can take on, something that hasn't been discussed very much on the campaign trail when all the candidates were present, but I believe we could go through all of our property and list categories of property that can be leased instead of purchased. And when you lease that property, cut down the costs. You also do not have to hire a state employee to repair and maintain that property, such as a computer or a copy machine. And the lease between that agency and the company kind of shifts some of the burden away from the auditor and lets it be on a corporate level to that state agency. I think we can reduce the expenditure of tax dollars by leasing some of these items instead of purchasing them outright and depreciating their value. But having to hire a state employee with benefits and income, which increases the cost. So there's other ways to handle this property management issue.
Well, talk to us about this. Now, the budget for the state auditor's office certainly has been scaled back over the years. The legislature, which apparently is awash in cash, has decided that the place they're going to be responsible, physically responsible, is the auditor's office. I guess the goal would be to strive for more, put more into that budget for your office if you are elected. But what do you do with having to do more, or potentially more, with less as it's currently constituted?
Well, you sit down with the Senate pro tem and the Speaker of the House. You explain to them the vision that I have for running the state auditor's office, requiring less people in Montgomery but more people in the field. We need field agents working 16 to 17 counties doing their job. We don't need everybody centralized in Montgomery driving as far north as Florence or as far south as Mobile and Fairhope. so people could work from home, report to the office once a month. And then the office staff would handle different duties. But I think you need to be proactive and visionary and sell a new program that the Republican Party and the Republican leadership will be proud of that serves the people of Alabama. And I can cast that vision. I have a program already in place on paper, ready to go to make a presentation. And it's all about serving the people. And if you make that office better, it will serve the people better.
Joined by Stan Cook, he is a candidate for the state auditor position. He's in a runoff with State Representative Andrew Sorrell. Stan, the other thing, the Board of Registrars, now as a state auditor in Alabama, you get to pick one of the three Board of Registrars in all 66 of the 67 counties. Jefferson County does theirs different. And this has come up lately in that this seems like in Etowah County, they were playing catch up all along with getting their voting rolls and the maps and everything coordinated and right. And as it stands today, there are election challenges. I think there's election challenges in Lauderdale County and Etowah County kind of pertaining to this issue where things just did not go right. But state auditor has a say in who will be on that board. The ag commissioner and the governor. But talk about what kind of protocol you put in place to determine who the registrar is if you are elected to that state auditor spot.
Well, I spoke with the two Secretary of State candidates last night about that very issue. And one of the things that I think we need to have either as a law or a regulation that is enforced is a chain of custody of ballots from the moment that they are printed and delivered to the probate judge. The Board of Registrars seem to be actively engaged in making sure that the right set of ballots goes to the right voting precinct. Currently, I do not think we have a system like that in place across the state. It's handled different ways by different counties. We need to have a uniform system, first of all, handling the ballots to make sure they get to the right voting precinct. Secondly, I don't see where the Board of Registrars had anything to do with the drawing of the lines. That was mentioned, and that is not accurate. The other people were in charge of drawing the district lines, but they are in charge of making sure that everybody in those new set of lines can either qualify to run for office by identifying where they are located in that district or saying, no, you don't vote in this district. You vote in the next district and you've been moved. That is a part of their responsibility. So I think we need to go back. We've got great people as registrars. We just need to go back, reemphasize the training. And when we go through the redrawing of district lines, they need to be a part of the process and not informed at the last minute. I think we're going to see a multitude of mistakes that were made that led to these voting issues across the state on May 24th.
Well, it's my understanding this it may have been a little bit about what had happened, that the people that were appointed to those spots, not all of them had been trained into computer software, that there was sort of a hybrid system. Some were still doing these maps by or doing these systems by hand and trying to figure out what voters were where and putting it up to what the legislature had passed in that special session last year. And typically, Stan, they would have a lot longer period of time to get a lot of this right, but the COVID and the rush and getting the data from the census and the legislature turning it right around, I guess, put a lot of these officials in a crunch. But I guess the question would be, like, getting these guys coached up on software, getting everybody kind of on the same, yes, plateau, right, and getting them prepared for something like this. Now, we won't have to deal with this for another 8 years or 9 years or so, but it is something that we need to start thinking about, right?
That's true. And just, it's not right for the state auditor to say, well, I make the appointment, but the training is not my job. I think we need to start owning responsibility of this process helping the Secretary of State's office when it comes down to the training of the Board of Registrars. We need to work more closely together. I think that's exactly what the people of Alabama are expecting us to do, as to work together, and we can do better. Jeff, I'm telling you now, there's room for improvement across the board, and as we take those major steps of improvement, the people of Alabama are better served and they will appreciate it, and problems like we had on May the 24th will not occur again.
Hey, Stan, we're up against a break here. Folks want to find out more about your campaign, get in touch, or anything else, tell them where they can look.
Cook for Auditor, type that in Google and take you to the Facebook page or to our webpage. You can donate there. We want to encourage everyone to get out and vote in the primary runoff on the 21st, be a part of the process. And I want to thank everybody in advance for their vote, their support. And, Jeff, I want to thank you for having me on your program.
Hey, thank you for coming on, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
Guys, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.